Good day, and welcome to For the Love of Pets. This is Dr. Don Shreves, owner and operator of the Potts Grove Animal Hospital. We're going to be talking about some things for your pets today, so stay tuned, and we'll get started in just a moment. Hi there, good day, and welcome to For the Love of Pets. This is Dr. Shreves again, talking about your pet care and your pet needs, trying to give you a little more information and education so you can make a good decision for the health of your pet. Today's topic, we're going to talk about flea and tick meds, and I know this is one out there that's definitely got a lot of people confused because there are so many flea and tick meds, and it seems like every year new ones come out. And what's right for my pet? What's going to do the job? How does it work? And what's going to be best. And there are so many flea and tick products on the market. And I'm not going to go in some of the old things. And when I say old things, I'm talking about like the Atom Spray, the old Hearts Control, the stuff you can buy in Walmart and some of the pet stores out there. Really, the majority of them are not good. A lot of them are a permethrin or pyrethrin-based chemical. Which is the same stuff that's been in flea and tick powders and sprays for years. The biggest problem with them is, unfortunately, they just don't work really well by themselves. Permethrins are not very good anti-flea products. They work well as tick killers, but not fleas. And that's why they never really work. They give you no great lasting effect, unfortunately. So you put them on and you kill what's on the dog, but they don't last. So they don't protect them. And unfortunately, some animals can have really bad reactions to these permethrin, pyrethrin type chemical bases. Dogs can cause, it can cause vomiting, diarrhea, severe lethargy. They can get really sick. Cats get even worse. You cannot put permethrins or pyrethrins on cats safely. They can have a definite toxic reaction. So they tend to look like they're having a seizure. And it can take days of treatment at the hospital to get them through that. And I've had a few cats that I've lost due to these over-the-counter products. So I'm not really going to talk too much more about those. I really don't recommend them. So what we're going to talk about are the things that are better, what we recommend, and also things that we don't, I won't say not recommend, but don't carry in stock at our hospital. We have our favorites. Every hospital does. And I'm not saying one is better than another, but there are pitfalls to all of them. So, but a lot of them work really, really well, and they're wonderful products. So I'm going to kind of start at the beginning of the modern era of flea and tick treatments, kind of give you a little history lesson, so you know kind of where these things all started. And it really started in about 1995 with the product called Program. Program came out. It was a once-a-month oral pill, and in cats it was an oral liquid that you administered them. So when the animal ingested it, so the medicine contained within their bloodstream. So then a flea or a tick would bite the animal, drink their blood. And it was more, I shouldn't even say ticks, because the program did nothing for ticks. It was a flea product only. So when the flea bit the dog or the cat, drank their blood, the medicine affected the egg production in the flea. So it prevented this little horn that the flea baby inside the egg needed to break through the shell. So it prevented that horn from forming. So the babies couldn't break through the shells, and the flea babies died in their eggs and they never hatched. So it prevented the infestation from occurring in your home. The bad thing is it didn't kill adult fleas. So it did nothing against adult fleas. All it did was prevent the eggs from hatching. So you didn't get the infestation in your home, but if you had already had an infestation, it wasn't going to clear it for you, except for a long, long time, because you had to get it ahead of the flea cycles, which took months and months and months and months. But for the time, it was a godsend. I mean, there was nothing like it on the market at that time. So that was the first real product. About a year later, Advantage debuted from Bayer. And Frontline debuted from Mariel. Now, Advantage and Frontline were both topicals. The biggest difference, Frontline was a flea and tick killer, and it was an active ingredient called fipronil. It was a once-a-month topical that you applied, and it killed the adult fleas. It was a wonderful product. Advantage was an active ingredient called imidacloprid, and again, it was a once-a-month topical. Now, it was a flea-only product. It killed adult fleas and killed adult fleas very nicely, but it did nothing for ticks. But when it came to fleas, it was a wonderful killer. And honestly, most people were worried about fleas over ticks to a degree because ticks don't really come in and infest your home like fleas do. You get fleas, they infest your home, and it takes months to clear them completely out of your home. Ticks are a problem that you get when you're outside. Then they jump on you, they bite you, they can transmit diseases. We'll talk about tick diseases in a different podcast. But they didn't come in your home, and you didn't have ticks all over the place in your house. So fleas were definitely the more problem that you wanted to deal with. So both of these were great once a month topicals, two different companies, and they both did the job well for many, many, many years. And there were improvements. Frontline became Frontline Plus, and Advantage became Advantix. In which case they added a permethrin to kill ticks, and it became a flea and tick product. And it also did start to do some of the eggs and the larvae. When Frontline Plus became Frontline Plus, they had added a growth inhibitor as well, and that started to kill the larvae and the eggs as well. So you're getting three of the four stages of the life cycle of the flea, because the flea's life cycle has four stages. It has an egg, a larva, a pupa stage, and then an adult stage. And the pupa stage is kind of like the butterfly cocoon chrysalis. Very little is penetrating it to kill it in that stage. But the other three stages they were affecting. So they made improvements. They got a little bit more. They actually started going back to the orals. And a few additional topicals came out. And every company started to jump on the topical bandwagon. Some came and went, like Primaris from Fort Dodge came and went. But there was a new one that came out that kind of stuck called Vectra. So Vectra is a once-a-month topical that is an active ingredient called dinotefirin. Okay, and then the dinotefirin was mixed with a permethrin. And then it was also mixed with an IGR, which is an immune growth regulator. So basically, again, we were killing all the stages of the life cycle. We're killing, multiple types of ticks. And in this area here in Pennsylvania, we tend to have four different types of ticks. We have Lone Star ticks, brown dog ticks, American dog ticks, and the deer tick. And of course, that's the Lyme carrier. But again, we're going to talk about tick-borne diseases, different podcast. So Vectra was a newer product, and it came at a time that we were starting to see, in a lot of cases, Frontline not seeming to work as well. And I'm not saying it had resistance. And some people are out there say, well, he says it's resistant. Well, there are people at Mariel that would disagree with that. And I can only go by my experience, but I definitely had more clients coming in saying, we're using Frontline, we're using it religiously every month, and our dog is still having fleas. And what you do have to understand is if you do have a flea infestation in your home and you start using the topicals after the fact, it's going to take several months to that you're not going to see fleas on your dog anymore because your environment is infested and the fleas are in your home. So you put the Frontline on, it kills what's on them, and then new fleas from the environment jump on your dog because it's not a repellent. Nothing really is a true repellent that's going to keep the fleas off your dog. But you're going to start getting ahead of the generations as those adults die. They're not laying eggs anymore. Those eggs aren't there, so they're never hatching. We're not getting new generations. So you do get ahead of those generations in a few months, but it takes a few months. So when you start any kind of topical post infestation, no, you're looking at 3 to 6 months before you're going to clear your home completely of fleas. So Vectra came out. We love Vectra at my hospital. It's actually our prime topical that we like to recommend. It's worked wonders. So then they went back to the orals again because some people didn't like putting the chemicals on their dogs. Some people said that their dogs got sick from the chemicals. They were worried if the dog licked the chemicals. So they wanted something, that didn't have a topical. It didn't have a greasiness. They were worried about their kids touching it. So then came NexGard. Okay, NexGard is a once-a-month chewable that came out, and it was made by Mariel, the same people who made Frontline. And it was a chewable, so now again the medicine is in their dog's bloodstream. So when the flea or tick bites the dog, the medicine gets into the flea. Now, unlike Program years ago, NexGard actually killed adult fleas. And that was a wonderful, wonderful thing. So now you had an anti-flea product that didn't have to worry about the topical greasiness. So that definitely, people really started to really like that. And then Simparica came out. And Simparica is a once-a-month chewable again, very similar to NexGard, made by Zoetis Company. It's a little cheaper, so we tend to use that one as our top, as our once-a-month oral for the people who like prefer the orals over the topicals. And if you want to get an even longer term, then you have Bravecto. And Bravecto is one of the newest products out. It's a once-every-three-month oral. So it's a pill you give them every 3 months for fleas and ticks, which is great. My biggest concern is making sure that you remember to do it, because I'll be honest, I have a tough time remembering it once a month, let alone once every three. So make sure you mark your calendars, set your apps in your phone, something that's going to remind you to make sure that you do give that medicine to your pet. And now there's actually a Bravecto topical that's coming out on the market. That's a once every 3 month topical. So, I mean, it's just expanding more and more and more in your different options. And it's really up to each individual owner whether they prefer. The first thing you got to determine is, do I want a topical or do I want a oral? Biggest difference is with the orals, your pet's got to get bitten by the flea for the flea to drink their blood and get the medicine into the flea, okay, or the tick. So, you know, if you don't mind your dog getting bitten by a flea or bitten by a tick for the medicine to do its job, topicals orals are great. But if you don't want your dog getting bitten and you don't like the idea of getting bitten, and I know, you know, mosquitoes bite me and I don't want to get bitten, so, because it hurts. Or if you're concerned because your dog has a flea bite allergy, which is a very big concern that you got to look at with the orals versus the topicals, because that flea bite allergy, you know, is caused by the saliva of the flea. So when a flea bites your dog, it's the saliva of the flea that's triggering that reaction that's causing your dog to itch and itch and itch and itch and rip itself bloody. And if you want to avoid that, topicals are your best friends. Okay, the Vectra, the Canine Advantix, even the Frontline, you know, if that's what you like. And I'm telling you, not telling you which is best. I have my personal favorites, but, you know, just the important thing is keeping your pet on a good anti-flea, anti-tick product. Now, depending on what area of the country you live in, depends on how long you need to do that every year. Do you do it year round? Do you do it for certain months? I can only speak about, you know, southeastern Pennsylvania where we're located at. I do like to recommend year-round protection. Now, we don't have fleas year-round. Fleas tend to be usually April through December on an average year. Depends on when we get cold and when we start to get snow and ice. Because it takes about 2 to 3 good hard frosts to really decimate the outside flea population. Now, ticks, unfortunately, are much hardier and they will survive the winter. So you will find ticks in January and February and March when it's cold and it's the highs of 20 degrees out. Those ticks are out there and they're still alive, believe it or not. So going year-round is not a bad idea in our area, especially because Lyme disease is very rampant in this area. So we want to protect your pet in our area from that by protecting them from ticks. So, you know, but you don't want to stop it like early fall when it starts to get cold. You've got to wait till you get a couple good hard frosts. Now, if you were more up in, you know, New England area, you may not need to worry about that. I don't know what their tick situation is up there. But I know Lyme disease is rampant up and down the eastern seaboard, so it's probably the same as what we have here. Farther south you go, the warmer it is, the longer it is. So good flea and tick product year-round is probably the best thing. So, you know, it's up to you to make your choice of what you like and what you can afford. I would definitely say flea and tick medicine is not something you want to go with the cheapest option, because the cheapest option is usually, in these cases, not the best option. You want to spend the money because you're going to waste your money on the cheap stuff you buy in Walmart, and you're not going to clear your problem or really protect your pet.
So that's our discussion for today about flea and tick medications. I hope you learned something on how to protect your pet from fleas and ticks and keep them safe from tick-borne diseases and the flea infestation from getting into your home. Of course, if you have any questions, feel free to shoot them to me at fortheloveofpetspodcast@gmail.com. I will try to give a personalized response to everybody, and any really great questions we will definitely talk about on a future podcast, so that we can pass on the information not only to the person who asked the question, but any other owners out there that might benefit from the knowledge that we can pass on. But that's it for today. I hope you learned something. I hope you had fun. I hope to see you at a future podcast. Always remember, take care of your pets, take care of yourself. God bless. And finally, remember to always love your pets because they're always going to love you. Have a wonderful day. Bye now.